You're listening to the Andra Segovia Show.
This is the Andra Segovia Show, and I am your host, Andra Segovia, and this is another podcast on the road. You don't mind me saying, I'm on a roll. Oh, the cringe. Well, in this episode, we're going to be doing another installment of debunking real estate myths, since it's been a while since I last did one of these. And this actually came up, and it's been coming up a lot because I've been getting asked like crazy, Andres, are we in a recession? Is the recession is coming? What does it mean? It's like, when I get asked, the first question I ask, are you not listening to my show? And the second thing is, are you not listening to my show? I've already talked about this, but I'm glad people are asking, because that means people are paying attention and people have this concern about their intentions, because apparently they are interested in looking into buying a property or even refinancing their existing home. These things are important to keep a note of. So if you want to know what that ultimately means for you, check out my episode on what does the recession mean to you that I posted not too long ago on my podcast. So wherever you can follow me on my podcast directories, you will learn about that, because I want to talk to you about what then does it mean if the housing prices go down? Should I buy now or buy later? So this is where we enter the myth. The myth is wait for properties to come down and then buy. Well, that sounds fantastic. And the thing is, this was brought to light because someone I know is interested in buying. And I've been dealing with a lot of buyers over the summer. So this particular buyer was talked out of buying right now and said, the prices are going down. Don't worry about it. Just wait until the prices go down, then buy. A lot of people believe that. If something is cheaper to buy, therefore wait. That makes sense. But in that equation, when we take into consideration the other factor, is cash. Do you have the cash? Should I buy the TV now or the TV later? No, I'll wait till the prices go down. Hey, Black Friday, I'm gonna buy it on Black Friday. Great, you just got a smashing deal on a TV. Did you buy it in cash? Or did you buy with the high interest credit card that you're still not having paid off in the previous several Black Friday shopping that you did? Oh, you did it. So in your mind, you save money and now you're paying even more for that TV if you had bought it at regular price in cash, but because you bought it at less but are spending about 20 to 29% in interest rates on your high yield credit cards, you think you save money. This is the problem that people face when it comes to housing. They believe the prices go down, therefore I am saving money when I buy that house. If you have the cash, you should wait. You don't have the cash, buy when the interest rates are low. Because the inverse economy is like this. When housing prices come down, interest rates go up. And with higher interest rates comes harder lending rules. So if you want to wait for the prices to come down, oh, it dropped $100,000 in a year or two. Okay, great. Can you qualify for a mortgage? No, because the lending rules are so strict. Okay, so what do you got to do now? I have to wait. Wait for what? Not only for the interest rate to come down, but for my credit to get better. And then once that happens, the prices already come back up. And then what happens? Oh man, now I'm going to wait for the prices to come down. Will you qualify? And are you saving the money to buy on the low market or low priced market? That's the thing, people. You got to take into account what this means. Look, if you don't want to deal with an agent outright, like I don't want them pestering me, whatever. Look, talk to a lender. Just get the conversation going to find out if it's worthwhile now to buy versus later. Not all agents are as versed or educated as the next. Some people were lucky to get their license, but they don't entirely understand the principal economics, which is why we usually defer to a lender. Okay, now if you're all cash, dude, by all means, man, you buy now, buy later, up to you. Because believe me, everyone holding cash is waiting for the prices to come down. if you're going to make a move, if you are ready, able, and willing, get the ball rolling. Now is the time to buy while the interest rates are lower. In some places, they're historically low. So what are you going to wait for? For the prices to come down and the interest rates skyrocket? Believe me, you want to know how much the loan is going to cost you, not the property. Because that is what you'll be stuck paying. Well, Andres, I could always refi. Well, yeah. And what happens between now and the time you refi and you screw things royally and you're stuck with that loan? You want to chance that? Because that's a 30-year commitment. Just saying. Just saying. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are told, wait for the prices to come down, and you're looking into getting a loan, don't hesitate. Talk to a lender. Talk to me. I'll hook you with my guy. My guy will be able to walk you through what you can anticipate your loan to cost. So, folks, if you're looking into buying real estate, you're going to have to give me a call. 714-512-2041. 714-512-2041. And you're looking to sell, same thing. If you have been sidelined by someone else's advice, let me give you my two cents. I'm not saying that you got bad advice. I want to know where the advice is coming from. Because sometimes some people have reasons. Hey, you have to wait. Oh, but the interest rate is low. Andres said I could buy right now. So yeah, but are you financially prepared to do it? I don't think so. Well, if you don't, then let me show you what you need to do to get ready. See, there's always another way. There isn't just like, oh, well, I guess I can't do it now. Because believe me, you're always going to run into those roadblocks. So remember, if someone tells you, don't buy it, wait for the price to come down. If you are not a cash buyer, don't listen to that advice. If you are a cash buyer, then why? Don't listen to me. wait for the right moment to snipe those properties, that's for sure. Okay, and that's it. But if you really want to talk, you know how to find me. www.segoviares.com is my website for all things real estate. And my number is 714-512-2041. And because I shared real estate information with and I'm soliciting you as a client, I am obligated to give you my license number because I am licensed. 01909449, 01909449. I'm an associate broker at Mark One Real Estate, servicing Orange County and Los Angeles County, but certain regions is the ones that I cover the most. So you definitely got questions. I expect to have those answers for you. And I look forward to talking to you. And that does it for this edition of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you might be listening to the program so you can be in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram, same handle, at the Andres Segovia, on Twitter, at underscore Andres Segovia, and of course, email at andres@segoviares.com. Thank you so much for listening to the program, and I'll see you on the next one.